1990, Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. December 6th marks the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women in Canada. The Quebec Women's Federation is using this time to raise awareness about cyber violence. The day December 6th is the anniversary of the Montreal Massacre, when a gunman entered the Polytechnic School in Montreal and murdered 14 women in an act now understood to be misogynistic terrorism. The tragedy is 35 years old this year. The Quebec Women's Federation is an advocacy group active since 1966, aiming to build an equal and inclusive society through various campaigns. Here is their awareness and mobilization lead, Marina Mathieu, discussing the anniversary of the attack.
We believe that 35 years ago, something horrendous happened, and we ought to remember and never forget that, yes, this individual was isolated. Yes, this individual committed a crime. But today, so many individuals are isolated, and so many individuals believe that committing these type of crimes is one of the solutions. And we need to make sure to remind them every year that this is not okay.
For the last 15 years, the Quebec Women's Federation has run a campaign around the time of the anniversary.
On December 6th, what we see and plan is a moment of pause, of respect after 35 years, but also a moment to gather, to act, to feed in community, and realize that you're not alone going through whatever type of sorrow or distress you might feel.
This year, the Federation's campaign is focusing on cyber violence against women. Since 2019, reported hate crimes increased nationally by 72%, according to a study from Statistics Canada last year. Studies by the Quebec Women's Federation and the Women's Federation of Canada say this increase is driven in large part by increased hate online towards women and girls. Here is Mathieu again defining cyber violence.
One thing, but why is it that we're focusing on gender-based cyber violence? Because women and people from 2SLGBTQIA plus communities are facing way more cyber violence than the rest of the population. So cyber violence is habits, ways, behaviors online that aim to harass or persecute a group of people or certain people through either violence, intimidation, or harassment in general. So this is how I would describe it.
The campaign aims to raise public awareness around cyber violence, but also advocate for stronger protection for people on social media platforms.
Each individual has power because they do have platforms. They're alive on these platforms, no matter if it is Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, name it. The fact that we are silent sometimes when we see this type of cyber violence occur, we're playing a role in making and letting it happen. Also, I invite people to keep these platforms accountable. They're not centering safety. Why is that? I think that as individuals who participate and who partake in activities on these platforms, we should, each and every one of us, be advocates in order for these platforms to respect our safety, to make sure that they put safeguards in place in order to protect us. And I guess as somebody who does identify as a queer person, as a Black woman, as a woman, I want to say to people, be careful what you say online. Be careful what you intend to say and then finally say, because it does impact and stays there.
For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
The date is December 9th. It's REVC number 60. Oh, and you're listening to REVC. I got it all crazy out of order there. I'm Maxwell, and you're listening to REVC on CJLO 1690 AM. It's not any episode, not only because it's the 60th. I have here in the studio with me Luke. Do you want to talk?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh my God, listen to him. Plug whatever. You're part of Tandem Jump, which is a comedy troupe.
Yeah, we're a Montreal-based comedy troupe. We got a show this Friday at Theatre St. Catherine. Get your tickets now.
But until then, we're going to listen to some of the whitest music there is. We're going But it is amazing, this yacht rock. You know, on the station, on the show, I often fall into Steely Dan traps. I'll play, you know, one episode, I'll play something like Black Cow, and the next episode, I'll feel like I have to play Peg or something. And so today, we're going to go way deeper into this genre. But first, before we even get there, that's going to really start about 10 minutes in. We're going to start with some new Quebecois music. This band, I hope you'll like it, Le Breastfeeders. It's quite good. I like this thing. And so we're going to have some fun and then have some more fun for the 60th episode.
Oh, yeah.
I behind the Steinway, taking the boss for a ride.
Let's build it.
Concordia Relay for Life is inviting you to an extravagant soiree this January 19th at 6 p.m. on the 9th floor of the JMSB building. The gala will showcase a diverse array of artwork from around the Concordia community, artist talks, and a look into fundraising for cancer research on campus. All proceeds will go to the Canadian Cancer Society, so bring your friends, dress to impress, and support a good cause during this elegant evening of culture and community. For more details, find us at Concordia Relay on Instagram or Facebook.
Tune in to Mo Read Mo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CGL.
Mo Read Mo with Mr. B.
I cannot recommend Mo Ritmo enough. Anyway, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell. I have Luke with me right here.
Hey.
You just listened to Rapallo?
Yeah, that's Rapallo, one of my favorite Montreal yacht rock bands right now.
And that was Lion's Share off of their new album, Merger. Before that, we started the hour with Viva It Existe. My French is not the best thing ever. By Les Blessed Fideurs, of their album La Ville Engloutie. I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, go off.
And then after that, I'm a Dog by Faith Healer, The Hand That Fits the Glove. You guys know I love that album. So right after this, we're going to go to Gino Vannelli. Can you tell me a bit about him?
Yeah, he's another Montreal legend. And he's one of the best yacht rock artists out there. We're very lucky to have two of the best yacht rockers around, straight out of Montreal.
Why do you think Montreal is so prone to yacht rock?
I think it's because we're on the beautiful St. Lawrence Seaway, and we also have the darn Lachine Canal right there, you know? That's the yacht life.
You're like a tourist board for, like, migrating fish.
You got that right, Maxwell.
Okay, well, let's get right into it. This is I Just Want to Stop by Gino Vannelli off the album Brother to Brother. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. I'm Maxwell, the show's REVC, but today, it's not just me. I've also got here Luke as our little guide through Yacht Rock. We just heard, I really don't know anymore, before that, Mini by Christopher Cross. Before that, Minute by Minute by the Doobie Brothers. Before that, I Just Want to Stop, Gino Vannelli. What were you telling me about Christopher Cross?
Christopher Cross, he's like he's one of the staples of the yacht rock genre. And so like he was a massive deal. He once swept the Grammys. He won all four main categories, but he's kind of fallen to the wayside, mostly because of his face. He's not very, I don't want to be rude, but he's not.
I mean, still he dances the same way, we were saying this.
Yeah, they're not the most attractive fellas. So when MTV came around, they were sort of out of luck. But
now, you said he's a trademark of yacht rock. What makes a yacht rock track? We've heard a lot of different sounds, but a lot of them have piano.
Yeah, so something about yacht rock is it's less of a genre and more of like a scene that was happening in the West Coast. There's a lot of overlap between writers, studio musicians, different artists appearing on each other's tracks. So it's not really necessarily one sound, although it does tend to have a similar sound because of the same shared musicians, etc.
Now we're going to go into a band that I've really heard nothing about, and the song is called Nothing You Could Do About It. It's by Airplay. Tell me about them.
Airplay is it's a collab between David Foster from British Columbia, and Jay Graydon, who's famous for taking the guitar solo on the Steely Dan song Peg.
Oh my God, that thing is amazing.
And together they also wrote After the Love Has Gone by Earth, Wind & Fire, one of the best songs ever.
Wow.
Anyway, so, this is Airplay, folks.
Yeah, here you go. It's in control.
Darling, tell me the truth. Don't turn away. en terre connue. Dormi le jour, cherché la nuit, dans des avenues pleines d'inconnus. Marché au fil des habitudes, enivré de ma solitude. La masse qui se déplace en oubliant où est ma place. Je reviens de ce long voyage, je reviens pour te retrouver, je reviens pour te célébrer, je reviens. Je reviens pour te retrouver, je reviens pour te célébrer, je reviens. La nuit, dans des avenues pleines d'inconnus. J'ai vu l'amour du fond de moi, je l'ai retrouvé avec toi. J'ai cru en moi une autre fois, repris la route qui mène chez toi. De long voyage, je reviens pour te retrouver, je reviens pour te célébrer, je reviens. Je reviens de ce long voyage, je reviens pour te retrouver, je reviens pour te célébrer, je reviens. De ce long voyage, je reviens pour te retrouver, je reviens.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jean Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and Crafts, counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
You're listening to exactly that, CJLO 1690 AM, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com, not .ca. We're in the States. You just heard Gilles Rivard, Je Reviens, off of his album En Couleur. Before that, Heart to Heart, Kenny Loggins off his album My Adventure. Before that, Nothing You Could Do About It, Airplay. That thing was absolutely crazy. But what were you telling me about Gilles Rivard? Do you want to try out that name?
Yeah, Gilles. He's from the beautiful town of Drummondville, Quebec.
I have actually heard of that place.
Yeah, yeah. So that just goes to show that this music that we call yacht rock made it all the way out to Quebec, you know?
And we've been talking about how many shared characters there are amongst these. Is that true as well for him, or is he kind of...
He's a copy. There weren't any of the OG fellows on that album.
Oh, that's too bad. But you're saying that is true for the Kenny Loggins, which you don't normally think when listening to a guy like that.
No, I mean, that album has all the goats of yacht rock, and it's actually co-written by Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers, who we heard earlier.
Oh my God. And okay, so you were saying about Toto. What were you telling me about Toto and their involvement with the yacht scene? Because this is fascinating.
By God, Maxwell, I'm glad you asked. Toto show up on every single one of these albums. The guys from Toto, love them or hate them, but they're sort of like driving this this music, this scene, as it were. And they're also, I don't know, this is a fun fact, but they are basically Thriller, the band on Thriller.
Oh.
Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Well, that is high praise. Mm-hmm. And more high praise for what we're about to get to, which is Breaking Away by Al Jarreau. What can you tell me about him? Because he is really great.
He's my favorite yacht rock artist. You know, yacht rock is sort of like, people think of it as like just a bunch of old bearded white men, and that's not wrong. However, there are some, there's a lot of great representation from women and people of color, and Al Jarreau is one example of that. He's like by far my favorite one. He's awesome. And he understands that yacht rock is kind of inherently silly, I think.
And speaking about silliness, after that, we're going to talk about this Dolly Parton, same old fool that's going to come on right after. Dolly Parton yacht rock?
Yeah, I mean, it spread far and wide. It was sort of a craze in the early 80s. Dolly Parton must have reached out or got reached out to by some of these staples of the scene, and they put together this album called Dolly Dolly Dolly, which has some great yacht rock bangers on it.
All right, we're going to take a tune to that right after this Al Jarreau.
Thank you.
All right, guys, you've been listening to CGLO 1690 AM. This is REVC. I'm Maxwell. Luke, do you have anything to say about this Steely Dan song? It's a really good one off Gaucho.
It's just one of my favorite Steely Dan songs. Thanks, you guys, for listening. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming, taking us on this journey through very Canadian yacht rock. And yeah, it's been a pleasure. I'll be sure to bring you back sometime for something.
Yeah, thanks for listening to Yacht Talk.
All right, well, I'll let you guys have the last 20 seconds of this song. I'll be back next week, and then I'm gone for 3 weeks. All right, guys, I'll see ya.
Hi, this is Chaz.